Hey Fearless Femmes, Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just instantly feel lighter, more energized? That's the power of community, my friends. And today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate a positive and supportive tribe around you. Because let's face it, life is way better with squad goals. So, why focus on building a strong community? Think about it. Our communities shape who we are, right? They influence our beliefs, our actions, even our dreams. A supportive community is like a safety net, catching you when you stumble and lifting you up when you need a boost. It's a place to celebrate victories big and small, share your struggles without judgment, and simply be yourself, unapologetically. Okay, now let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that dream community. First things first, be the kind of person you want to attract. Think about it. Do you want to surround yourself with negativity or positivity? Do you crave authenticity or fake smiles? Start by radiating the energy and vibes you want to receive. Be a good listener, offer genuine support, and always treat others with kindness, even when it's hard. Remember, actions speak louder than words, so lead by example. Second, get out there and connect. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, whether it's joining a club, volunteering, or simply striking up conversations with people who share your interests. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect everyone to just magically appear at your doorstep. You gotta go where the people are. Third, nurture those connections. Building a community isn't a one-and-done deal. It takes time and effort. Reach out regularly, check in on your friends, and make an effort to spend quality time together. Remember, building strong relationships is like watering a garden. It requires consistent care and attention. Fourth, create shared experiences. Think about the activities you enjoy and find ways to incorporate them into your community. It could be anything from movie nights to hiking trips to simply grabbing coffee and catching up. Shared experiences create memories, build bonds, and make your community feel like a real family. And finally, remember that it's okay to let go of toxic relationships. No matter how much you care about someone, if they consistently bring negativity into your life or drain your energy, it might be time to step back. Protecting your mental well-being is essential. Remember, you deserve to surround yourself with people who lift you up and celebrate your journey. Let me tell you a story that really embodies this whole idea. I once had this friend, Sarah, who was struggling with her confidence. She felt like she didn't belong anywhere and constantly compared herself to others. Then, she joined this amazing book club, a group of women who were passionate about literature, shared similar interests, and just genuinely got each other. Within weeks, Sarah blossomed. She found a sense of belonging, started sharing her thoughts more openly, and even took on a leadership role in the club. The supportive environment helped her rediscover her confidence and realize her true potential. It's amazing what a little community love can do, right? So, remember Fearless Femmes, you are not alone on this journey. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, support your dreams, and make life a whole lot more fun. Be the kind of friend you want to have, nurture those connections, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. You never know what amazing community awaits you. Now go out there and build that dream tribe. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with your friends. Let's spread the love and create a world filled with supportive communities. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.